all across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. The Novos. Maddie.
And I'll pull your head back and I'll force feed you Devon.
Meg.
What did you call it?
The Bing Bong Clock.
And Quivo.
They're on a level of entertainment, Meg, that needs to be retold.
Listen in.
Well, maybe just a little.
Call in.
And let me tell you.
Win.
Maddie, Megan, Creepo.
What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
Good morning, guys. How you doing today?
Morning.
Welcome to the show.
Good. Feeling great. Great
to go. Did you just wash your hair this morning or last night? It's very perky.
I do every night, but yeah, I don't know.
Very bouncy looking.
Thank you. It looks darker today.
Well, maybe I...
Can I touch your hair? I feel like you can always...
Hang on. I'll always let you touch my hair, Maddie, if you want. Is that weird?
It is a bit.
Did you enjoy
it? Soft, though.
Yeah, very soft.
There you go.
No conditioner, though.
Nah, I'm not a...
You're not a conditioner guy.
Very rarely.
Isn't that weird? I'm such a gay, I can figure out by touching your hair alone if you've conditioned or not. Meg, let me feel yours.
No,
let me see if you've conditioned.
It's crunchy today. It's crunchy today.
Oh, you conditioned 2 days ago.
Last night.
Oh.
Pretty good.
That theory's out the window.
It's bleach damaged, my friend.
Good morning, Jess. How are you? Welcome
good
back.
Morning.
Good day off. Sleeping all day. Oh. Isn't it great?
Oh, it's delightful.
It's
so exciting.
I know. Hey, now, of course, I feel like we enough chat about, like, soft hair and conditioner. I want to have a chat about the serious topics that we're facing today. Mm. Now, of course, the Omicron variant.
Yeah.
We're all talking about it. I mean, it's still early days. I get that. Where are we at with that at the moment? Like, of course,
a lot of people are planning
holidays, especially to Queensland, other states. What's going on?
Well, at the moment, we really don't know much at all. National Cabinet's meeting today, so that's all the premiers with the Prime Minister. So maybe decisions will be made there. But essentially, it's this new mutation of the virus, which seems to have stemmed from South Africa. And we have shut down our borders to some parts of the world. We were meant to have international borders opening tomorrow as well for international students and visa holders. But that's been put on pause until the 15th of December, until we know more about this.
Yeah.
We don't even know, like, if it will impact the vaccines that we've been having, for instance. We might have to get booster shots earlier. Who knows?
It's all up in the air at this point, basically, isn't it?
Pretty much.
Imagine if we go through another lockdown.
I don't think I could deal with it.
I'm not. We're all thinking about it, though. How awful.
Yeah, hopefully not. Hopefully, like, there's some signs that it may be just a bit less serious, just more transmissible.
Yeah, exactly. So it's only caused, like, mild illness so
Fingers
far.
Fingers crossed.
You've had it.
I was just telling the guys off air. Now, you know how COVID has kind of ruined heaps of businesses? So, like, Corona, the beer. Delta, the singer, Delta Goodrum, of course, she's got a long way to come back from that.
Yeah.
There's a business here in Australia called Omicron Electronics.
No.
Can you believe it?
No
Those
way.
Poor guys.
They're going, oh, no, all this negative press is the last thing we need. All we want to do is install antennas and stuff. You know, and now we've got to deal with this.
Oh, the amount of people who are searching for them now, you never know. It might improve their business.
Yeah. Hey, we've never talked about them before.
There you go. Free plug from us.
Jackson, how are you today?
Good morning. I'm all right. I feel like I've hit a wall, though, very early in the week.
It's only Tuesday.
Jackson's regrowing his mow. I noticed this morning you've shaved the rest of your face, but you've got the little tiny sprouts coming through.
It's coming through.
Upper lip.
Popping out.
Yeah, it's not the same without a mustache anymore. Everything's depressing me at the moment.
Oh, Jackson.
Jesus.
We'll spend the rest of the day trying to cheer you up.
Oh, good luck.
Oh, now you're making me depressed. Thanks, Jackson.
Good, sending, I don't want to be alone in this.
Sending Jackson the good vibes.
Yeah, hey, absolutely.
Lads versus lasses.
Yes.
I'm next, Meg.
You guys are sitting on 84. We're on 93. So, essentially, you have to get every single game up until next Friday to win. So, if the ladies win today... That's it for you guys.
See, we still haven't decided what we did last year, Meg.
Yeah.
The guys were trailing. We did like triple points for the final quiz and
That's
we still
not
lost.
Fair.
Well, we make the rules.
The Novos.
Lads versus lasses.
We are less than 2 weeks away from crowning Newcastle's ultimate six.
Yeah, that's
right. And it's going to be the ladies because you guys have to get every game correct. You have to win every single game for the next 2 weeks, and I don't have much hope for you. I'm not going to lie.
Hey, we still need a lad. Guys, you're letting the team down.
Come on.
I'm sick and tired of this. 13-10-09.
Fine. We can just take the default. I'm happy with that. It's a default win for the year then.
Meg, is that how you really want to win?
Yeah, actually,
by
that's
default,
fine.
Very
that's fine.
Confident.
No, look, no. A win's a win's a win.
Come on, boys, call up.
All right, let's go to our lass this morning. Look, I'm sure she's a lovely woman, but look, hopefully
it nice.
Doesn't go too well. Brooke from Curry, she's an office worker, has a dog called Monty who likes to destroy her back screen doors, and mad that her Delta Goodrum concert keeps getting pushed back. Good morning, Brooke.
Good morning.
Oh, how long have you had your tickets for, Brooke?
Ages. I can't even remember.
It's been pushed to April, yeah?
Oh, man, it just keeps getting pushed back. I can't keep up. I'm probably going to miss the concert when it comes up.
What's your favourite Delta song, Brooke?
Probably In This Life.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
Can't remember.
Can you name any
was,
of
that
it?
Was that about Mark Philippoustis? I think it might have been.
No, that was Out of the Blue.
Oh, that was Out of the Blue. Sorry. Yeah. I'm getting my Delta facts wrong.
Come on, Meg. You're supposed to be the passionate about the music one.
Hey, let's kick off with your questions today, Brooke. We're looking for 3 correct answers. Here we go. Question number 1. What is the main material you would cut with a cold cut saw?
Metal?
That is correct.
Correct. Question number 2. What is mesquite used for in cooking?
I don't even know what that is.
M-E-S-Q-U-I-T-E.
What's it used for in cooking?
Yeah. No good. Sorry. No, question number 3. What does the OSB stand for when you're talking about a sheet of OSB board? OSB.
Who even knows this?
Everyone knows. All the chippies would be like, yeah, OSB.
Nah, no idea.
Yeah, I'm with you, babe.
Oriented strand board. I mean, that was so easy.
Yeah,
everyone
obviously.
Knew that. Everyone knew that. All
good
right.
Job.
Let's meet a Trev up next. He's a truckie, currently driving towards Singleton, and says he's sick of this wet weather and not looking forward to a wet summer. I hear you, Trev. How you doing?
Going good, guys.
That's the way. All right, Trev.
Man, I love that horn. Can I ask Trev a question real quick?
Of course, jump in.
We went for a road trip in the boss's car the other week, Trev, and he has like a transistor radio in his big Lexus.
But you mean like the what is
what
it?
Are they called? You know what I mean? The walkie-talkie you have in there.
UHF.
Yeah. Do you chat to other truckies on that often?
Yes, I do, mate.
Can you just chat to random people, or do they know who you are?
Most people know who I am.
Fair enough. Trev the truckie.
Very good.
Of course they do. Even we know. Let's get into your questions. The first one is multiple choice. Which singer has the beauty range called Rare Beauty? Is it A, Ariana Grande, B, Katy Perry, or C, Selena Gomez?
Ariana Grande.
Good guess, not it. Sorry, man. All right. Number 2. What is the primary function of an epilator?
I'm going to pass on that one.
Oh, it's hair removal. All right. Number 3. What does a face halo PRO do?
Pro.
Oh, I guess so. Sorry, is it capitalized? What does a face halo pro do? What is that for?
It removes something.
I'm going to say it removes dead skin off the face.
Great guess, not it.
Oh,
no good.
Trev.
0 points.
Ladies win.
Yeah.
Lasses win. All yours, Brooke.
Thank you, Brooke.
So, let me tell you, Meg, you can shove those questions right up your backside. Second of all, what we'll be doing on the final day is playing for triple points again.
Oh, okay,
sorry.
Good.
Triple points.
Yeah.
Triple points. It's still open.
Okay, all right.
Still possible.
Oh, my God.
I love how it's how you have to try and make yourself feel better.
That's just the rules. We didn't make them up. We didn't make up the rules.
Can I ask a genuine question?
Yeah, of course.
If the ladies happen to be losing at this point, would triple points be on the cards?
Yeah.
Oh, doubt it.
Of course.
Doubt it.
Well, triple points are always on the cards.
All right, hey, guys, coming up next, I want to talk about this story that caught my eye. I need a temperature check first, though.
Okay.
How do we feel about sugar daddies?
Oh, it's all right.
Oh, it depends on the level of sugar daddiness.
Have you had
sense.
A sugar daddy
I've
before?
I've never had a sugar daddy, no.
Have you craved a sugar mama, anything
no,
like that before?
No, I haven't.
Jackson, where do you stand on sugar daddies? I feel like you'd be okay with them.
Yeah, I think it's fine.
It's fine, right? Well, yeah. This woman has found herself a great sugar daddy. She hasn't met him, though, showering her in incredible gifts. The thing is, he has no money. He's locked away somewhere. I wanted to delve more into this situation next, but this is probably the most frugal sugar daddy of all time. I don't know how he's making this happen, but he is. Details next.
The Novos.
Guys, for you now, I've got one of the most beautiful, touching and tender love stories of 2021. Move over Brooke Blurton and her bachelor.
Oh, I'm excited for this.
So, over in the UK, TikToker Bria Sutton has been documenting her relationship with her new man who is in prison.
What?
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, this is becoming such a big thing now. A lot of women out there just get in touch with guys on the inside. And they start forming relationships with them. So one of her friends was in like a relationship with a guy in prison, was going to visit him. Now the guy, her friend was seeing, hit her up and said, "Hey, do you have any other girlfriends that would be interested in perhaps dating my mate?" So he's hooking his brother up.
That's nice.
On the inside, she goes, "Well, funny you say that. Yes, I do." So she introduced Bria to Harley Sutton. Now, these guys, very cute together.
Well,
not together.
Cute apart.
At this point, they've only touched each other's hands through a thing. But this relationship has just blossomed into what I can describe as pure beauty. Bria says that she was shocked at the way Harley spoke to her because it was so nice and different to how I'd been spoken to before, she said.
Oh, wow. So this guy's a real charmer. He really turns it on.
It throws me because I'm looking at this article as well, and she's a looker. She's quite good looking. I thought she could get really any man that she wanted, but she's going down the prison inmate route.
She likes a bad boy.
Okay.
After knowing each other for a month, she said that she'd fallen madly in love with him.
Oh, well, you know what? Sometimes love blossoms in unexpected ways.
She says on her TikTok that we both felt the same, but we were too scared to say anything. And then one day my friend said to him, "You need to tell her. I know you love her." Now, every week, guys, get this, she travels 7 hours round trip to visit Harley in jail. They also talk on the phone 15 times a day and they send each other letters and cards.
So he must be in like minimum security to be talking to someone
15 times a day. Now, I don't know how he's affording this or what the situation is with Harley, but he's been showering her with gifts such as 50 red roses delivered to her door with sweet messages.
Maybe it was very financially successful in something he did in the past.
Mm. I just find this story
Do we know what he's in jail for?
He's a serial burglar.
Okay.
Oh, maybe he found the roses in someone's yard.
I just love this, though, because do you know what it just shows? Love can pop its head up when you least
expect it. In any prison cell.
Anywhere. But it's like people who get into the whole prison pen pal situation.
Yeah.
We wanted to do that on the show at one point.
A lot of hoops to jump through.
Easier in America. Yeah. But I love this. I really do. And he's quite attractive.
Yeah. He's a good looking guy.
They make cute couple.
I've seen the photo of her and she's gorgeous. I never saw the photo of him though.
Does it say when he gets out?
No, it doesn't. He's never a while.
Because sometimes that can be the end of those
48
things.
Months he's in for.
Mm. Oh, that's not overly long, but that might be the length of the relationship.
Oh, what? 48 months, Creevo? 4 years? Anyway.
In prison terms.
Showered with gifts. Hopefully they have a happy ever after.
Yeah, totally.
Fingers crossed.
We'll keep you updated on this story.
Yeah.
Beautiful couple.
The Novos. All across Newcastle and the Hunter. You're waking up with the Novos. Maddie. Meg. And Creevo.
Maddie, Meg and Creevo.
What a way to start the day. Let's go.
Hey, Jess.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah. People stuck in a pub in the UK. What's going on?
So they've had some pretty wild weather and they're literally snowed in. This pub is like the pub at the highest point in the UK, and there's so much snow that the cars are buried, power lines are down, they literally can't get out, so they're all sleeping downstairs in the pub.
So there's no rescue party, they're just gonna, they're gonna rough it out if they will.
Just riding it out, it's tough.
I wonder, in this situation, if they give the drinks for free, they'd want to.
At least a discount.
At least.
This sounds like the story they've all told their wives. Look, lads.
Just tell them we're snowed in.
Snowed in.
We're in.
We're in. We're snowed in. Oh, power's off. Is it, though?
Do you know what? If it's a bunch of, like, British blokes, actually a bloody nightmare. The EPL, the beers, the drunken chat. Oh. No thanks.
It's a no from Maddie. Actually, on second thoughts.
I'm off that idea.
Very funny story. For our next story, we move from the UK to just down the road in Tamworth, where Bob Catter, you'd be aware of this guy. He's in politics, big old funny cowboy hat all the time, bit of a character. He's been thrown out of a pub in Tamworth because he didn't have his double vax certificate on his phone because he doesn't have a smartphone.
Oh, so it's not that he's not double vaxxed, he just doesn't have a phone.
So often what he does apparently is carry around like a full A4 printout of it.
Fold it up in his wallet.
Folded. Well, yeah, he said he usually carries around, but he'd left it in his luggage back at the hotel.
Oh.
So he's gone to go into this pub for a beer, you know, a skooey and a schnitzel. Mm. And unfortunately, the publican was like, sorry, mate, you can't come in here without it. Within his rights, right? Mm. So he's gone, you're out.
He can cop a fine if he's in there without any
exactly
proof.
Right.
Yeah.
So the publican's just taking care of himself. But it raises an interesting point because there's a photo of Bob Catter with his smartphone. I say smartphone. It's like a flip phone from probably about 2004. It's not even like a nice
so
it's
silver.
Not one of these fancy Samsung flip phones.
The razors.
It's not even the old school Motorola razor. It looks like really maybe a $99 one,
like
from Woolworths.
The ones that are shaped like an oval.
Two ovals connected together.
With an actual aerial.
It doesn't have the actual aerial, but it's definitely the oval situation. Very small, possibly not even colour screen. That's how old school this phone is.
Oh, he's been playing Snake while he's waiting for a plane, isn't he?
If that, because it's off-brand. Look, what I wanted to do, because this is a rare opportunity to talk about it, 131009, do you still not own a smartphone? Or maybe someone you know has one of the old school mobiles? It's a rare thing these days.
There are people out there. My grandparents have an old flip phone as well.
Yeah.
My grandma's deaf and a little bit blind, so she has one of these flip phones with the really big numbers.
Yeah, oh, the ones so she can do texting and stuff.
You can only fit like three digits on the screen
because
they're big. Yep, absolutely.
Oh. They make these horrible sounds.
Oh.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Can't you imagine?
Is that you, Maddie? I can't tell.
All right, taking your calls next. Every single person that gets to air, of course, goes into the draw for our prize of the week, which is a great prize. You and five mates off to the TAB Dominion race, guys, at Newcastle Paceway, worth $840. The Novos. Right now,
Revo. And we're talking about Bob Catter being refused entry into a pub in Tamworth for not being able to show his double vax certificate because he doesn't own a smartphone. He doesn't have the Service New South Wales app. He's just got one of those old flip phones. Now, we put it out there on 131009. If you've got an old school phone like that to call the show, or someone you know does. And Maddie, you've had the inspired idea to look on like Marketplace and Gumtree to see what ones are available.
Nay, I've pulled a few up and let me tell you, they are going for a hefty price tag. Like sometimes the ones I'm seeing now, over $250.
Oh my God.
$250. One is even sitting at $1,500, which is for sale on the Central Coast.
Well, that's just absurd. I'm looking at some on Gumtree here because I thought I could try and identify what phone he's holding because there's a very clear picture of him holding it up in the article.
Is it a Motorola?
No, I think it's a brand called Opel, which makes flip phones for seniors.
So, my grandparents.
Yeah, it's what it is. So, yeah, and it's funny here, you can buy a few on Gumtree. It's around the $50 to $100 range. Many from what are saying, deceased estates.
Oh. Okay.
Bit morbid.
I'm fascinated to know how long these will work for, because I'm pretty sure a lot of the 3G coverage got shut down.
Well, a lot of them seem to have 4G as well. So these are like more modern versions that.
Do you know what I find fascinating here on Facebook Marketplace? You can buy the Motorola flip phone for $1,500 or the new Samsung Galaxy Z Flip for only $800. What I'm getting.
Coming back in fashion.
Hey, Danielle, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
Oh, we are going well, Danielle. Tell me, are you using an ancient phone or do you know somebody that does?
No, I'm not using an ancient phone. My parents don't own a phone.
Okay.
They have been given a few phones over the years, but they sit in a drawer and they don't use them.
Classic.
On the weekend, we took them out for their birthdays and we had to print out their vax certificates so that we could get them into the venue. But my husband, a few years ago, and he was only 50 at the time, which seems old to you, I know, but it's not really.
No, of course not.
He wanted to trade in his... He didn't want to trade it in. He had to trade in his old flip phone because they changed networks and it wasn't going to work anymore.
Oh, so the technology got him.
Yeah. So he was forced to. So I took him into the phone shop and he said to the bloke behind the counter, "I just want a phone that sends messages and makes phone calls. That's all I want. I don't need apps. I don't need anything. I just want a phone." The bloke behind the counter yelled out to his mate, "Did we get any of those pensioner iPhones?"
No.
My husband was mortified. Oh. He now has more apps on his phone than I do, mind you.
Oh, really, Dad?
They tend to love it. My stepdad was anti-smartphone, and then he got one, and then it's App Central.
Hey, Danielle.
Oh, gosh, yeah. He has embraced the technology.
Is he on the gram now? Is he on Instagram?
No. He looks at my Instagram and Facebook and finds out the goss there, but he has many TAB and
look at that. See, that's where it gets these blokes.
Yeah.
You don't have to go down the tab anymore and speak to old Daryl that's been there for 8 hours sipping on his Tui's new schooner.
Exactly.
Hey, what are you betting today? You can do it from the comfort of your home.
From your lounge, even.
Great story. Thanks, Danielle.
Hey, what's the goss with producer Jackson's up next?
Miley Cyrus is calling for a national holiday. I'll tell you why. Also, too, Mariah Carey's talking deal breakers.
Oh, interesting. All right, we'll get all that next.
The Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
So tomorrow is December 1st. So that means Mariah Carey is officially on defrost for Christmas. Isn't that right, Producer Jackson?
Yeah, let's dust her off. Get her out of the cupboard. So she's got a new Christmas special coming out. What a shock.
Oh my God.
Every year.
Oh, my God.
This is what you can expect it to be like.
I'm so shocked she's doing another one. I thought she's got at least another few years in the old one she did.
Yeah, my computer's unfrozen now. I can play with this growl.
It's all is merry and bright. It's the gaiety of it all.
Yes.
It's the season bright. What do you want from me? If you feel it's the gayest thing you've ever done, then I'd live for you.
That's her describing. Does she sound a little bit intoxicated?
Yes.
I think so.
On the grog?
Yeah.
She's drunk on the eggnog already.
Or had a bit. It sounds like she had a stroke.
Do you know? I still don't think she's recovered from that terrible Times Square performance she did a few years ago.
Oh, that was not good.
You know, those terrible vocals.
That's right.
Am
I the only one that thinks Mariah Carey was once on top of the world, but she's just cheapened her brand so much that now she's almost a little bit like...
It's just a
comedy sketch.
Yeah. Well, look. A parody of herself.
There's no, like, legitimate music coming out of her camp at the moment.
No.
I mean, Christmas albums, specials, and the like, easy wins.
Yeah. It's making her money. Mm. That's the thing. Like, every year, All I Want for Christmas Is You tops the streaming charts.
She probably makes
more than most people ever seen in a lifetime off that one song every year.
Yeah.
You're right.
She's still single, though. Opening up about deal breaker.
You have to love Christmas. Like, there was a person in my life at one time, we won't say names, and they didn't love holidays. And I was like, well, you with the wrong person then, honey. Oh, he can't stay.
Do you think that was old mate Packer?
Oh, yes. Yeah, definitely Packer.
He's definitely, that's 100%.
He's not getting into the Christmas spirit.
No. She's worth $320 million. Isn't that extraordinary? That's a lot of cash.
After all these years, still worth that kind of cash.
People are saying, like, people have called her a gold digger in particular with that whole James Packer situation. Doesn't it go to show, though, it doesn't matter how rich you are, you still want more money.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And a big ring. She had, that was a big ring.
He's halfway to $1 billion almost.
Yeah. Still not enough.
Not enough.
Put still the money in the bag.
That's her whole vibe.
Miley Cyrus calling for a national holiday. Do you want to guess why?
Oh, good one. National Grown Up Disney Stars Day?
National Get On A Trip Day.
Kind of. Close. All very close. So, National 11 Years Since I Was Videoed Smoking A Bong Day. She's actually petitioning it. She's getting her fans to petition this to the government.
Oh, there are more important things, Miley.
Like everything else.
Like everything else on the planet.
I'm on board with it.
Yeah, but...
Oh, look, as her own celebration, sure. But, they can't be involved with anyone else.
All right, guys. Public holiday.
What's, like, the song for it? There's got to be a national song attached to this holiday.
That's true.
Buffalo Soldier.
Surely there's another song out
anything
there.
Anything by Wiz Khalifa.
Oh, you go that typical Because I Got High song.
I was like, Young, Wild and Free.
Oh, yes, that's quite good. Yeah. That's probably it, actually.
Get drunk.
Happy I Smoked a Bong 11 Years Ago Day, guys.
She's just gone through her Facebook memories and it came up. Let's make a holiday out of this.
I will say, any excuse for a public holiday.
And it's never the Straighty 180 seeing UFOs and Joshua Trees, and it's the Demis and the Miley's of the world.
It's so true. They're the at least they're having fun. You know, yeah. I'll put that out there.
Good on them.
There's a bubbling creek or some sort of water feature nearby.
Jesus.
I can't see it, though.
No, who's plugged that little water pump in? What's that pumping?
Thank you, Jackson.
The Novos.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up
with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. Maddie.
Relatable guy. I want to see you at the pub drunk.
Meg.
If he's a good-looking man, I don't care what his hands look like.
And Crevo.
I like prosciutto. Fight me.
Listen in.
Or maybe just a little.
Call in.
And let me tell you.
Win.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
The lines are now open. 13:10:09 up next. We are playing The Novos. What's My Age Again? If you haven't heard this game before, this is how it works. You call up. Anyone can. We ask you a random bunch of questions about your life. We listen to your voice. And then we try and scientifically decipher how old you are.
It's guessing your age.
Yeah.
It's guessing your age.
There's a lot of science behind it.
In a dress.
Clearly.
It's
of course. Great prize today, guys. If you get involved, we'll put you in the draw to win that incredible prize of the week, the TAB Dominion, a table
for you. Oh, my God, so good.
And five friends, drinks and food package. It's happening this Sunday at Newcastle Paceway.
The Novos.
New FM.
The Novos.
What's my age again?
I love this game. It's a year-long competition. Very simple premise. We try and guess your age. The leaderboard right now, I'm leading on 29 points, followed by Meg on 26. Crevo, last place, 23. We ask you a bunch of random lifestyle questions. Listen to your voice. And then try and guess how old you are. The rules of the game, guys, very simple. Closest without going over gets the point.
That's right. Snap prediction for today as well. Yeah. I'm going to get 3, which is exciting. Let's meet.
Really threw down the gauntlet there.
I'll
put some money on that, actually.
Oh, would you? Oh,
yeah.
Good.
Not much.
Let's meet our first contestant. She steps up to the plate. Her name is Tara from Abermain. Good morning, Tara.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good.
Good, how are you?
Excellent. Nice little sample of the voice there. Okay, question number one for you. Is it acceptable to wear UGG boots to the shopping centre?
Yes.
Okay. Maddie with question number two before we get to the guesses.
Tara, what style of cut do you usually get at the hairdressers?
A trim.
Just a trim. Is it like a bob cut or like quite long?
It's quite long.
Quite long. Okay.
Ooh, okay. Make your guess. I am going to go 26.
See, I have the number 36 in my mind.
I think you, Tara, are 34. What's your age?
36.
Yes!
Oh, one on the board.
Well done.
I will take it.
Good
I will
job,
take
Tara.
It.
Thank you.
Thanks for playing.
Next up is Lauren, also from Abermain this morning. Hey, Lauren, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, going well. Ooh, very mousy and quiet. All right, question number one for you, Lauren. Do you have any piercings? If so, whereabouts?
Yes, I have my ears pierced.
Just your ears pierced? Nothing else? Okay.
That's it, okay.
That's it. Two for Lauren.
Second question. Have you made any modifications to your car, Lauren?
I upgraded it when I bought it.
What
kind of upgrades?
Just a style pack.
Okay. Creeper, your guess, please.
Now, style pack. That's usually someone who's not just buying the basic car. I think you've earned a bit more money. I think you are...
Oh, come on, Creeper.
35 years of age.
How dare you rush this process, Meg?
This is scientific. Please. This is science you're watching
you can't
here.
Rush
true.
Science.
This is true.
Lauren, I think you're 26, Meg.
I'm going to go 31.
How old are you, Lauren?
31.
Oh, one for Meg. Well
Bang
done.
On. Beautiful. All right.
You guys.
Let's go
Jeez.
To
wow.
Amy.
Wow.
Hello.
Hey, how
are
you guys?
Hey, how are you?
Good.
That's good. What's on for your Tuesday?
I'm currently on my way to work.
Okay, all right.
You got a nice sample there, Meg. You've
yes,
asked too many questions.
Yeah.
You only
all
get
right.
one.
All right, okay. Well, I'll ask another one. Thank you very much.
Come on.
All right.
Here we go.
Do you have a small, medium, or big Christmas tree?
Big Christmas tree.
Big Chrissy tree. Creeper.
Oh, big tree. Okay, question two. What's the most exotic dish you have eaten?
Lobster.
Really? Have you eaten any, like, disgusting foods overseas or anything, Amy?
No, never been overseas.
Okay, that explains that. All right, I'm going to guess. I think you are 37, Amy. Meg?
I'm going to go 35.
I think 38.
How old?
39.
Yeah, another point!
Yes!
Thanks, Amy.
Well done.
Appreciate it. Thank
oh,
you
look,
very
I
much.
Didn't get... Hey, I didn't get a clean sweep.
Today.
Yeah,
pretty good. 2 out of 3.
Mm. Happy with that.
Well, let's update these. So, where are we sitting right now? Meg 27, Crevo 24.
I'm 25 now. I've got 2 points
you got
today.
2 points
you did
today.
Too.
Trying to rob me of my points. Typical. Up next, we play. Not play anything. We're talking about my friend's dog because I visited them on the weekend. Mm. They bought this Italian greyhound. Now, that's like a smaller version of a whippet. And they've started treating it like a little prince. It is perhaps the fanciest dog you have ever known. This is quite an extraordinary story. We'll talk more about it next.
The Novos.
Right now we're talking fancy dogs, Creevo.
Wednesday with our friends on Saturday night down in Sydney.
Woofed. Why don't I woof?
I don't even know.
Sorry.
It's a great question.
In the zone.
You can't help yourself. and they have this Italian greyhound, which is like a tiny greyhound. And that in itself is quite a fancy breed.
See, I thought whippets were the smallest of the greyhound-looking type dogs.
No, there's one size smaller. They're very petite. Very tiny things. And they're thousands of dollars just to get one straight off the bat. So you're already paying the big cash for it. But I started to notice some things about this dog that it seems to be one of the fanciest in New South Wales. First thing, when we arrived, it was wearing this navy blue with gold trim jacket.
Oh, that's
that
beautiful.
They had put on it. And I hopped on, because of course it's one of those dogs that has its own Instagram.
How regal.
very regal. And I counted no less than 12 outfits that this dog has, which I think is more than me, that are completely matching.
And kind of designerish.
Very
looking,
stylish.
Yep.
From companies like, you know, the Royal Hound and stuff like that. It's not just your $2 Kmart gear. This is quality stuff. A lot of other fancy stuff I noticed this dog has. First thing, when they fed it dinner, I noticed it's eating not out of the stainless steel pooch dish, but like a china bowl that was on the ground.
Oh, my goodness.
So the food was divided, cooked food as well, might I add, into three little sections.
So it's not getting the chum. It's getting home-cooked meal every
there
night.
There really is a like whole other world with like luxury dog stuff.
Mm.
My friend, he's friends with a big celebrity.
Yeah.
He purchased him like Versace dog bowls for his dogs to eat out of. $1,000.
That's
isn't that unbelievable?
That's so extra.
Like, people are into it.
Yeah, definitely. So this little dog, though, you might dress it in all the fancy clothes and everything.
Yeah.
But doesn't mean it's always going to act fancy, because there was one moment in the evening when, look, the dog
went to its own coit.
No, went to its pile of stuffed toys, which it keeps in a little extra special basket.
Yeah.
And out pops the lipstick, and it starts having a go at a couple of its own toys.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So that was an interesting moment.
Talk us through your Whippet Molly's wardrobe. What does it consist of?
Three or four jackets that just are on rotation.
From where?
Like a Whippet shop online, of course.
There's a website.
You haven't gone to Versace to
No, I'm not paying that kind of money. $40-$50 for a jacket's heaps.
I think it's
for a good
such a waste
one.
Of money. Honestly. Like, people, your friend is cooked. What does he do for a living? Is he well off?
Yeah, they're doing, like, he works like sort of mechanic manager kind of thing for all the mechanics. They're making good bank. The funniest thing, though, is on Saturday morning, she said, "We cook him scrambled eggs so he knows it's the weekend."
Mate, some people need their heads raised.
I think that's really cute, though. Is that sad?
Yes. The dog doesn't know what day it is.
I know, but, like, it's just something cute.
Do you have any fancy things you buy for your birds?
I get them... There's gourmet seed trees. There's normal ones you can get from Woolies and Coles, but these ones are about $10 a hit.
Can you buy little bird outfits?
You can, yeah.
Have you done?
Oh, they would
birds
bite
in
the
an outfit
crap
yet?
Out of me if I did that to them. Oh, absolutely.
I would love
That's
to
really s- another level. Isn't
I'd love to see a bird in a tuxedo.
I did nearly buy them a pram though, so I could take them for walks.
That's extraordinary.
Yeah.
What?
There's a little bird pram that
what?
You put them in and you put the little thing around so they can't fly away and you take them for a walk.
Quick question.
Yeah.
What stopped you buying it? Was it cost or was it you didn't want to seem crazy?
It was actually cost.
If you're putting birds in a pram, Meg, not
no,
a good
look. No, because I wanted to take them for a walk. They like going
for
interaction. It's Yeah.
Do you know what I love about people? You keep these tiny little birds locked up in a cage, but you're worried about social interaction. Like 99% of their lives are locked away.
They're normally out with us, to be fair. They get social interaction with us.
Hello, little birdie. What is your day like?
Keep talking that way and I'll bring them in just to terrify you.
That will terrify Maddie.
You don't have the pram, so you can't.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up
with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. Maddie. And Creepo.
Maddie, Megan, Creepo.
What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
So yesterday, or the other day, I was FaceTiming my mate who lives over west, over in WA, and he was showing me in the garage he's purchased his four-year-old son a little motorbike. So it's like the smallest one you can buy.
Like an actual... not like a toy motorbike.
No, it's a proper I think it's a Peewee 50, maybe.
Oh,
it's the smallest one you can get. And I was like, in my mind, I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. I mean, not that I'm a motorbike rider. And I got to chatting and he's like, yeah, well, I got a motorbike when I was four. So I'm like continuing the tradition. I brought this up with you guys behind the scenes yesterday. There was a bit of like shock as to, is that too young to get a motorbike? Meg, especially from you.
Yeah, I don't like, when you think of a motorbike, right? Mm. You need a motorbike license. A four-year-old can't get a license. Shouldn't be riding a motorbike.
Well, you can technically ride it on private land. There's no rules around that, which is, of course, what they'd be doing.
Yeah.
There's, you know, they'd go to someone's property or whatever and do it there. And
see, I look at my four-year-old niece and go, I would not trust her on a motorbike under any circumstances.
You can actually get training wheels. My nephews and nieces have motorbikes.
Yeah, yeah.
And they have the training wheels and they love it.
Do you know what, Meg? I know you love the TV show The Nanny, but who knew you were a nanny? I think this is totally fine. You're right, Jackson. It's just a little peewee 50. Don't we wrap our kids up in cotton wool too much these days? I'm guessing they live on land. They've got a little bit of space for a kid to do it.
Yeah.
Why the hell not? Honestly, what are you going to give a Meg? A little trike with some training wheels on it?
See those little yellow trikes with the blue wheels?
I like that it's a family tradition as well. And if he's a responsible parent, you know what? Like I said, stop wrapping your kids in cotton wool.
If there's anyone I'd trust, I guess, to do it, it would be him because he's ridden bikes his whole life, knows all about it. But hey, this is the debate, and I thought we'd throw it out there. 13:10:09. Is it too young, 4 years of age, to get a motorbike? Are you Team Meg and you think this is wrong, it's too young? Or are you Team Maddie, let him go, have some fun?
Would you go, Meg, as far as saying bad parenting?
I wouldn't say bad parenting, just misguided.
Okay. Look, everyone that gets on the show this week in the draw to win you and five mates to go to the Inter-Dominion with meal and drinks as well. Synovos. Yeah, talking to you guys yesterday about my friend who is buying his four-year-old son a Peewee 50. And I just was telling the story and then we started debating about whether maybe this is too young for a kid to get a motorbike. And I don't know, I sort of we'd throw it out there and see. Meg, you're thinking definitely too young. Maddie, you're saying, let them go, have a bit of fun. It's just kids and it's a little motorbike.
The sound of growing up, not in 2021. This is when growing up was easy and fun. I think it's totally fine. And I think you're a good parent if you're, like, encouraging your kids to get out in the yard. And especially, like, you're not going to buy a little girl a Peewee 50 or like, a timid little kid. You're going to get a Peewee 50 for a kid that's into that stuff.
This kid is brave.
Yeah.
He does seem brave. All right. Anyway, let's go to the phones to make the final decision.
All right. Let's go to Corey from Beresfield. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Corey. Do you think it's right or wrong to get a four-year-old motorbike?
I think it's right.
You think it's right? So you would trust one of your little ones on a motorbike?
Yeah, my daughter's 2 years old and I've got her a 110 quad.
Whoa!
2 years old.
Every bit of it.
Oh, God. How often has she fallen off, out of curiosity?
She hasn't fallen off yet. She has taken off a bit too fast a few times, but she loves it.
Sounds like she's got some skills.
Corey, I've got to say, my friend, you sound like a guy that's buying your two-year-old daughter a motorbike. I love it. It's so good.
I don't see the point of wrapping them up.
Absolutely. And does your other half feel the same way as you, or is she a bit reserved, kind of like Meg?
What was that, sorry?
Does your other half, your miso, a little bit reserved with it, or is she your vibe as well?
She's all for it.
Yeah, I like that.
And bikes with it when she was younger, and so why not? We all got bikes, so
go
out with our friends riding.
Happy days.
It's a whole family activity.
Good job. Thanks, Corey.
Who have we got next?
Natasha from Maitland. Hey, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, guys. How are you?
Going well, Natasha. Tell me, right or wrong, a motorbike for a four-year-old. What are your thoughts?
I think I'm all for it. All my kids got it at 2-3 years old, and it's some of our best memories of riding around all together, and it makes them resilient and teaches them fine motor skills.
Aren't you paranoid they're going to hurt themselves? That's my big thing. I'm like, are they going to crash and they're really going to cause a really serious injury? That's my paranoia.
Well, I had my 3-year-old daughter, she stopped the motorbike and was getting off and fell.
Mm.
She did break her arm and required surgery, but a week later I had a niece fall off a trampoline and broke her arm. So either way, we can't wrap them up because they've got to find a way to hurt themselves. So we're better off giving them the tools, the advice, and the knowledge and the training to do it right from a young age.
Absolutely. Yeah. Fantastic points, Natasha. I agree with you 100%. Thank you. Go to Chad.
Hey, Chad. How you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Really good. Now, do you think 4 years old too young for a motorbike, or what are your thoughts on it?
It depends on the individual child.
Okay, this is a good point.
If they can ride a push bike, they can ride a motorbike. My 5-year-old and 7-year-old girls had motorbikes.
Yeah.
Absolutely love it. Hit me up every afternoon to go riding.
There you go. So they were obviously quite coordinated, and you've gone, you know what, their balance and stuff is good enough, I'm getting the motorbikes.
Not quite. The little one, the 5-year-old wanted one. The 7-year-old has a bit of ADHD and autism.
Yeah.
She's scared of any motors, whippersnippers, lawnmowers.
Yeah, that's fair.
But once she jumped on the bike, absolutely loves it.
And has it helped her come out of her shell, Chad?
Yes.
Yeah, see, I like that.
That's cool. I love that.
Do you know what I really love about this segment? Thanks for your call, Chad. So many little girls are jumping on the motorbikes.
Yeah.
You think that, right? But, wow. Katie's messaged us on the Novo's Instagram. She said, we've had a motorbike for our daughter since 4 years old with training wheels. We also wound it down to its slowest speed. The important thing is to wear the right protective gear and taking time to teach them to learn the brake and how to use it safely, not getting on the beers and letting them wing it. That's huge confidence boost.
That's a really good point.
True.
Safety, training, all that stuff, very important.
Not going to lie, still, if I ever had kids, I don't think I couldn't do it. But then again, you guys know I can barely drive.
Come here, little child. Let me wrap you in a blanket before you go to school.
In bubble wrap.
Up next, we are playing Smash for Cash. Basically, I've taken a giant hammer to a random object, and it's worth $775.
Okay, let's hear it and see if you think you know what it is.
So it's easy for me because I know what it is. But if you think you know, You want to guess? 13, 10, 09. We're going to do it next.
The Novos have a big bag of money and a giant hammer.
Hit it!
Smash for cash.
I hit it 2 times.
That big bag of money just keeps growing and growing. $775 is what is up for grabs. I've smashed this random item with a giant hammer. Can we listen to it again? What do you think it is? If you can work it out, we'll give you that bag of money.
That's right. Very simple.
Newfm.com.au. That's where you can find all of the incorrect guesses. Do not waste your guess. Let's go to Victoria in Rayworth. She works in payroll. She put her Christmas tree up on the 1st of November. I'm all about putting it up early. Mint choc chip is her favourite ice cream flavour and needs some cash for Christmas gifts for kids. Welcome to the show, Victoria.
Thank you. How are you?
Yeah, good. Interesting that you put your tree up early, Victoria, because back in the day, so many people frowned upon it. But apparently, I read in a magazine that the whole luck and energy behind that has changed now. So if you put it up early, apparently you get good luck.
Oh, well, that's good to know.
Hey, we're all getting good luck.
Well, I haven't put mine up yet. I wait till the 1st of December.
Victoria's so like,
good, Meg. No, I
wasn't caring about the luck. I just like the tree up. Very simple for Victoria.
Hey, Victoria, let's do this. We want to give you this money. What do you think it is?
Well, I'm in a pickle because I only checked the previous guesses after I rang. So I've had to change what I thought. Hitting a chopstick, maybe?
We haven't had that before.
It could break and make that little clangy sound at the end.
Tell me, Victoria, have you hit chopsticks with a hammer before?
Definitely not.
No, so it's an experimental guess. Meg, is it
Victoria
hitting them with a chopstick?
I'm not going to lie, I've never hit chopsticks with a hammer either. Sorry.
No.
Great guess, though. And do you know what?
It's a bit different, a bit out there. It's not your typical coin on a desk
points
thing
for
that
imagination,
getting.
Victoria.
Yeah.
Really. Good work. Thank you very much. Back before 9, guys, worth $775 today. Checking in with Jess in the newsroom next. New FM, good morning.
It's the Novos. All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up
with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Maddie.
And I'd pull your head back and I'd force feed you Devon.
Meg.
What did you call it?
The Bing Bong Clock.
And Creebo.
They're on a level of entertainment, Meg, that needs to be retold.
Listen in.
Well, maybe just a little.
Call in.
And let me tell you.
Win.
Maddie, Megan, Creepo.
What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
Hey, massive hour coming up before 9 o'clock. Do not forget, if you participated in our big music checkup for Rate the Music this time, we are giving away a $5,000 outdoor package before the show ends today, guys, which is fantastic. Up next, though, I'm so proud to be a part of this segment. We are giving away $1,000 worth of toys to one very lucky family this Christmas, all thanks to Casey's Toys. And, man, we've really met some incredible people that are just doing it so tough at the moment. It's going to be so hard to give this away because, you know, there's so many deserving people.
It's so hard to get into the Christmas spirit when you're just stressed. And you're stressed about money. You're stressed about how you're going to put Christmas on. We're going to take that stress away for someone.
You can still nominate if you're hearing this on the radio just now. newfm.com.au. Hit us up. You can nominate yourself, somebody you know, somebody, a family, anyone that just deserves this helping hand this year.
Yeah.
Get involved because this has been one of the most incredible journeys we've been on, hearing these stories.
$1,000 is a game changer.
It is.
Oh, absolutely.
Christmas made. We're going to meet a very lovely woman next. I'm calling her one of Newcastle's most generous women out there. She's sent us through an incredible entry, so we'll chat to her next.
The Novos.
Casey's Toys, Charlestown and Maitland.
Biggest selection, best advice.
Win a $1,000 toy shopping spree
and make this the best Christmas ever.
We have been absolutely inundated with entries for this one. It's massive. This will change one very deserving family's whole Christmas this year, and we couldn't be happier to partner with Casey's Toys, Charlestown and Maitland. They've got the biggest selection and best advice. This is fantastic, guys. Meeting another finalist now.
Yeah, so we've said this since the start. You can nominate someone else, but you can also nominate yourself, and that's what Cheryl has done, who we're meeting now. Good morning, Cheryl.
Morning.
How are you today?
Oh, not too bad. How are you guys going?
Very well. Congratulations, first of all, on making it into the final group.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Tell us about why you would like to nominate yourself and what your idea is for the money.
Yeah, so basically I've got two kids and they don't really need anything. So I decided that I'd like to nominate myself and my kids as well to take them into Casey Toys and actually spend the money to donate to other kids.
Aww.
They would go buy a heap of toys, take it to, say, either the Wish Tree or some of the local groups around that need them for kids in need.
What a beautiful idea.
You see, that's so lovely because, you know, there are a lot of people, as you've said, that need, you know, a helping hand this Christmas.
Yeah, especially at Christmas. Yeah, especially with COVID and everything as well. So, yeah, that's what I was thinking about.
All those families, imagine that. Even one toy, you know, to open up on Christmas morning can make a whole kid's year.
That's exactly right, especially something that's brand new for them as well.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And there are so many fantastic charities every year that such incredible and hard work getting these gifts out there. And, you know, we encourage anyone out there, please donate gifts where you can because it does change, you know, the smallest thing can change a kid's whole life, you know.
At that age.
Especially at that age.
Yeah, no, that's lovely.
Christmas time.
You know, the other thing I like about this, Cheryl, is that because you're taking your kids in, they're going to know what toys other kids will want.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
So
they're at that age, they know what kids sort of need nowadays.
They're the ones who are watching the videos on YouTube of the kids playing with the toys. They know what the good toys are at the moment. That's really special that you're going to include them and just like teach them how important it is, especially at Christmas, to think of other people.
That's exactly right. It's not just about us. It's about a lot of other people out there who need our help.
That's so nice. How old are your girls, Cheryl?
Well, I've got a girl and boy.
Oh, yep.
My boy's 9 years old and my girl's 14.
Oh, good stuff.
They will remember this going forward too, to always help someone else.
Yeah,
I love it. I love it.
No, okay. Thank you so much.
Well, very
appreciate
good
that.
Good luck, Cheryl. Yeah. You're in the final group, and we'll continue to meet people throughout the rest of the week.
Yeah. So generous, guys.
Hey, we're switching gears. Yesterday, you kind of sprang on me that I need to apparently be on TV.
Well, yeah,
I didn't really think about this at all because I've always done radio, but you're like, no, you need to audition for Howzo's. The show is it on Channel 7, Mate, I think, at the moment?
Yeah, that's been the home for a while.
I don't know why you think I'm a Howzo.
Well, because, Meg, you tell everyone that you are. Maybe that's why.
Maybe that's why. But so what I've done is I put a little audition video together that I'm going to submit.
Oh, you filmed it.
I did film it. And I've got the audio from said video, and I'm going to play it next.
Can I just say, producer Jackson tried to get in touch with Paulie Fenwick.
Yeah.
With these email on his website that was supplied, bounced back.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
They didn't answer the phone either.
Oh, not ideal.
We might hit him up on Insta or something.
That's probably the next way.
He doesn't have Instagram.
Oh, he surely would. How's those?
Someone hear this, though, and tell him.
Maybe.
Well, true.
Next. The Novos.
Very exciting news, Meg. You are auditioning for the TV show How's Those.
A lot of people, they use their radio to a career to try and push their way into television. I never really thought about television at all until you guys brought up with me yesterday, because I'm always looking for a bit of cash.
BS on that one, Meg, because yesterday, as I revealed this challenge to you, you told me that you've recently applied for Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, so you were chasing that silver screen dream doll.
No, it was more chasing the cash. Some guy won $1 million on there the other day. I'm like, I could do that.
So into that.
I don't think I'm going to make $1 million off Howzos, though.
Well, but there's a chance to grow your profile, you know.
The profile, but yeah. So the thing is, a lot of people do know I am ex-Howzo. I grew up in Howzo and Bolton Point back in the day. So I thought...
Nothing wrong with that.
I admire my Howzo-ness, if you will. So what I've done is I've recorded a bit of like an audition video, if you will, to submit, because you have the details of where I can submit this to.
Yeah, so they are looking. They put a casting call out for extras.
Yeah.
And when I did see this in my feed, I was like, instantly, Meg, perfect.
How good is this?
I don't know whether I should be flattered or offended.
Let's read out some of the... Oh, be flattered. Come on.
Come on, Meg.
You're the one owning it.
Yeah,
so
you're never going to get the gig if you don't even believe in
it
yourself.
That's true, but
do you know what I'm saying?
When you see Howzos, you think of me, like...
No. You think of, hey, here's a chance for Meg to grow her profile and get on television.
Exactly.
Make him feel
right.
better about himself, all right?
Look,
do you know what I find fascinating about you, Meg?
Yeah.
You have to, you're like a Jekyll and Hyde with your Howzo history.
I know.
One minute you're proud of it, and the next you're getting offended.
Own it, Meg.
So, Howzo's on Facebook. Casting in New South Wales, Bogans, single mothers, and big tough women for prison scenes. Email, photo, or video, thehowzostvseries@gmail.com. Well, you have filmed an audition video.
Yes, sort of. Just explaining my history.
It goes for a minute.
Yeah.
So you filmed this yesterday.
Yeah, I did.
Let's roll the tape. This is Meg's audition for the TV show, Howzo's.
Hello, my name's Meg, and I might be a fancy radio star in Newcastle, but I am Howzo for life, baby. So I grew up in Howzo for like 15 years in Bolton Point, or we used to call Baldo Bra. Three sisters, dad off like pretty early on, so it was just us living in Howzo. Basically, I'm doing something. So that was my de facto, by the way. So basically, grew up in Bolton Point, in housing commission for 15 years, went to Lake Macquarie High. So when you lived in Boulder, you either went to Toronto High or Lake Macquarie High. Maybe St. Paul's, the fancy school, but who gives a f*** about them? Spent my 18th at Toronto Pub, or Toronto Workies, sorry, learning the tricks of the trade of how to pick the best wares, the gold machine, what happened to you, you know, if you got kicked out by the bands, you were picked out by the throat, just threw you out. Could probably tell you the Centrelink music on hold music for the last 10 years because I've been in between jobs. But Howzo for life, baby. Let's go.
Oh, my God, Meg. You have got this in the bag. That was so good. Oh,
it was
Meg.
Even better. I was wearing a singlet, trackies, socks, and thongs.
We've got to put we'll put the video up on the Novo's Instagram.
Yeah.
And tell us what you think. I love that. Do you know what I loved as well? Mm. My favorite part.
Mm.
That's just my de facto.
Yeah. Technically. Yeah.
Well, that's a technical term that
if
you would
have.
If
you're not married and you've been with someone for like a year, I think that you're de facto.
Lots of Howzos do say de facto.
Yeah. Well, because they have to fill it out. They learn that fancy word.
On the Centrelink.
My mum used to say that all the time. Oh, he's my de facto. De facto.
Not my on and off again boyfriend, my de facto.
I love that. Meg, you are going
to... We've got to get Paulie somehow.
We've got to get him to introduce you guys because...
Absolutely.
You're better than an extra.
Yeah.
You need to be on the show.
You need to start on the show.
Can we do Howzo Radio?
Well, that's
surely
a whole
that
other
would be
thing.
A thing.
That's a whole
surely
other thing.
Get him in here to do a Howzo's radio show.
No, because we don't know. Sometimes the dump button doesn't work.
Oh, no. Like for their show.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now you're thinking, this is so good.
Me and Paulie. Hey, that'll be good.
I love this, Meg.
I love the seed of an idea, and it germinates into a beautiful bunch
we'll
of
have
flowers.
To get him up. Absolutely,
absolutely. Oh, this is great.
So, have you submitted it?
No.
Are you you're going to today? Yeah,
possibly.
No,
yes.
No. This is how it works because I'm starting to know how you operate. You give the video to Crevo, and he will enter it on your behalf.
So, what we can do because we will put this on our Instagram. Yeah. And then I'll just email the link.
Thank
you.
Very
simple. Luckily, you can't download from Instagram.
No, you don't need to. We'll just send the link.
Screen record.
Good stuff. The journey continues. Good job, Meg. I really enjoyed
it. So good.
The Novos.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Maddie.
Meg.
And Crevo.
Maddie, Meg and Crevo.
What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
Hey, 105 minutes commercial free. It's kicking off after 9 with Jackson. What's in the way, man? Oh, yes. Vintage Kelly.
OG Kelly.
Oh, this was great.
It's going to be her year next year, I reckon.
Yeah, stop with the Christmas songs, though, babe. you're setting yourself up to be the next Mariah, which is fine, but release some new music.
Yeah.
That's all you're saying.
She's too busy with her shows. At the Biebs. Have you made any progress with trying to meet him?
No. See, the thing is, I'm getting annoyed, though, because every time he releases something, I like it more than the last.
Oh,
this
really?
In particular. This album is incredible.
I'm getting annoyed that he hasn't become one of those celebrity hermits.
I think one of his best. Not the best. Oh, loud.
Oh, beautiful.
Love this song. It's had enough rest now.
It has. Yeah. It got flogged. Yeah. But we're good now.
Ready to listen again.
We back.
Good vibes for your Tuesday. 105 commercial free after 9. Crevo.
Next, though, we are meeting our Rate the Music winner. Now, this is our big checkup. So it's extra songs than normal. But the prize is big. Bigger to match. How's this for the price, right? A $5,000 outdoor package from Outdoor Furniture Factory. This is what's included. Barbecue, outdoor setting with table and chairs, umbrella, and a funky egg chair to relax in. You want it? They've got it. Outdoor Furniture Factory have stock ready to go. Visit offco.com.au. If you've entered, stand by your phone next.
This is huge.
$5,000 worth of outdoor furniture is massive.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, especially at this time of year. Imagine you got family coming around, they come around at your backyard, and it just looks absolutely pimped out.
Oh, my God. So, like, potentially, they could win this morning and go and get the gear this afternoon.
The Novos.
A massive moment right now. We have a $5,000 outdoor furniture package to give away, guys.
Imagine all of your family comes around to your house for Christmas and out there is all the new gear.
New Year's Eve, even, like, chilling out on all this, cooking a barbecue.
Yeah.
So good.
That's right. You've got the barbecue, the outdoor setting, table and chairs, the umbrella, those big, beautiful umbrellas, and the egg chair as well. Everyone wants one of those.
The kids can fight over the egg chair all day long.
They wear out all their energy on that.
Yeah.
So you guys can relax.
Exactly.
$5,000 worth. This is amazing.
Yeah.
Rate the Music, the big music checkup. This is fantastic. To everyone that got involved in this, thank you so much because let me tell you, it does work.
Yeah.
Whatever songs you're loving at the moment, the boss listens to. Of course, the supercharged prize. Shall we give away the prize? We've got three people on the line here.
Mm-hmm.
I'll pick one at random.
What line do you reckon we should go with?
Let's go today with line two.
Okay, line two. Who's this?
Hello.
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 Is this Sarah?
Yay! Yes,
Sarah.
You win.
Well done.
Yay.
That's amazing. And my favourite number is 2 as well.
Oh, there you go. This was just a moment for you, Sarah. Have you got a big backyard?
No, but I'll find space.
You know what? Find the space. You were going to get pimped out. Not that way, but still. With the garden package.
Meg, why did you take it there? That was really
weird. Yeah, I know.
Oh, Sarah, this is fantastic. $5,000 worth of outdoor furniture. How do you feel?
Oh, that's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. I'm stoked about that egg chair. I've got a
6-year-old
who I think will love it.
The funky egg chair.
Sarah, tell us, you did the big music checkup for us. What was it like? Was it easy? What was the whole experience like?
Yeah, easy as. Am I getting that reverb there?
No, you sound great.
You sound good.
Sound good to us.
Oh, I can hear it, that's all. Very easy. Just logged in, did it, and it was done. I do think there may have been one or two double ups, but I don't know.
Hey, you're a winner.
You're focused on the prize.
What a Christmas gift for you guys. Merry Christmas, Sarah. Congratulations. Thank you very much. And just like that, $5,000 worth of outdoor furniture coming, Sarah, as well.
How good is that?
That's right. All thanks to offco.com.au. You want it, they've got it. Outdoor Furniture Factory have stock ready to go.
Oh, this is so exciting. I love giving away stuff.
So do I.
It's just the best, isn't it? Hey, guys, we are playing Smash for Cash up next. Let's continue the giveaway. It's worth $775 today. All you need to do is identify this sound. Okay, if you think you know what it is, give us a call, 131009.
The Novos.
Wow, the vibe is good in here, guys. We just gave away a $5,000 outdoor furniture package. Here's what happened. Sarah walking away with the win.
Yay! Yes,
Sarah.
You win.
Well done.
Yay,
that's amazing. And my
favourite
number is 2.
Oh, there you go. This was just a moment for you, Sarah. Have you got a big backyard?
No, but I'll find space.
You know what? Find the space. You were going to get pimped out.
So good, guys. Now, only once a year do we do the big music checkup.
That's right.
So, massive prize for a massive survey. But, man, good job, Sarah.
So good.
More money on the way now.
The Novos have a big bag of money and a giant hammer.
Hit it!
Smash for cash.
I hit it 2 times.
All right, Meg, tell us what you did with this mystery item. Run us through the day.
A lot of frustration, really. Found something random around here. The boss handed me a giant hammer, a really, really big hammer. Barely could lift it, to be completely honest, and then just went to town. It was a good day.
Oh, it was a really good day. It was. Really went to town.
You guys missed out.
Yeah. Hey, I don't want the pressure of knowing what the sound
is.
Yeah,
true.
But too many people ask you. They're always like, what is it?
I get it on the daily at least once or twice in the DMs.
What is it? What is it?
Well, give us a hint, Meg. Just give us a hint.
Hey, here is the sound. Take a listen. See if you know what it is. Newfm.com.au for all of the incorrect guesses, guys.
Yeah, so we're going to go to Heidi in Singleton. She's a cleaner. Says she looks like Kirsten Dunst. The most embarrassing thing that has ever happened to her is stacking it in front of everyone at Woolies. If her hair was to one day magically turn into a food, she'd want it to be pepperoni.
Good choice, Heidi. Very good choice. Solid.
Hey, Heidi, what was going through your head when producer Jackson was asking you that question?
I think, like, what's
your
favourite food? And I was like, pepperoni, why not?
But your hair that's a bit strange.
Well, let's do it, Heidi. Straight into it. What do you think the sound is?
Is it a jar full of buttons?
Jar full of buttons. Have either of you guys seen a jar full of buttons around here lately?
No.
Yeah, that's the reason for that.
Oh, sorry, Heidi.
Sorry, Heidi.
Good guess, not it.
Lives to fight another day, guys, tomorrow with $800.
Ooh. All the incorrect guesses to newfm.com.au.
Yeah, that is us done. Enjoy the rest of your day. 105 commercial free is up next with Jackson.
Yeah. Hey. I know I can see you, man. A bit of Shawn Mendes.
Recently single.
Yeah.
And ready to mingle.
Mm. I wonder who whispered this in his ear just before he left Camila. Treat you better. He's on the way. Mr. Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran's kind of been shadowed by Adele with this album launch. I don't like it.
Bad timing.
Bring back Ed.
Yeah. Which Brit would you prefer?
Ed.
Ed. Yeah. Ed. Yeah.
No,
Ed.
Adele.
No, Adele, this is my new music.
Adele would smash Ed Sheeran with like a bar stool. Kesha gets
my queen of glitter. I love her.
Kesha over both of them.
She's got a new look at the moment.
Yeah?
Oh, she's looking real good.
Really?
I haven't seen it, to be honest.
Oh, she looks like she's walked into an op shop drunk and picked out like the most uncoordinated style of all time.
I love that. I like people that wear glitter and look like they smell like a hangover.
And she's got the mullet now as well.
Oh, really?
Big mullet.
I don't know how I feel about that.
She had that reality TV show where she drank a bottle of her own urine.
What?
Yeah, haven't you seen that?
No.
Fell off stage, broke her ankle, and in the car had nothing to drink, so she peed in the bottle.
Oh!
No, Kesha. She didn't.
Legitimately.
No.
Waking up with a bottle of Jack, a little bit different to that.
Mm. Oh, my God. I'm a bit really shocked by that.
Set my day up.
I think it's great.
I am going on YouTube after this, that is for sure.
You sicko. I will see you tomorrow, guys. 8:58. Bye. The Novos.